during the war, they couldn't get potatoes, rationing potatoes. So my father decided to turn a lot of land there around the depot, and they decided to raise their own potatoes for the camps. So, of course, they had lots of tractors and everything, equipment. So they planted a huge, huge field of potatoes. So the time came when they were going to have to dig these potatoes, and they found the old machine, the old potato digger that you could attach to a team of horses, and it would dig the potatoes, and then the potatoes came up out of the ground onto a conveyor belt, and then at the back there was a thing that kept bobbing up and down as the wheels turned, as you progressed and shook the clay off the potatoes. The only thing was when they had to rebuild the whole thing, and they didn't know really how it was going to work. So anyway, whatever happened, they mixed up the gears, and instead of the machine on the back going, fairly slow, as you turned the wheel, the thing was dragged by the tractor, went very fast. So we were all out, and they started this thing up, and they dug the potatoes all right, but God, the potatoes went about 50 feet in the air, and they were just raining down on us. Fantastic. So they had to readjust the gears, but I still remember that. And then that was the first time my father knew that I had started smoking. I had some cigarettes. We used to roll them. I had some cigarettes in my pocket. And when I was running to get clear of these potatoes, some of the cigarettes fell out of my pocket. My father realized. My mother, I think, was very, very upset about that. So that was one of the experiences there in the depot we had. It was in the summertime. I was working. And a part-time job just here in the summer months. But he had a very interesting life, a very wonderful life, I guess, very free life.